May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was going to share a different word, but I'm going to save that word for tonight because it fits the word I was going to share anyway, about what do we do when things we're believing for hasn't happened yet, when there's delay. That'll be tonight. This is such a compelling, it's such a delicious scripture, it's impossible to resist. Through CTKers, you've heard me talk about this scripture. This is one of the great scriptures that speak about our union with Christ. We mentioned this the other day in chapter 14 when it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." And where did he go to prepare that place? Was the cross. And in the King James Bible, it says, "In my Father's house are many mansions," but that's not the word. It's dwelling places. It's the same word in chapter 15, abide. Now, what did he say in chapter 15? If you abide in me, and I in you. So the dwelling place or the abiding place that he went to prepare for them was himself. Our relationship in Christ, our union in Christ. And he went to prepare that place for us. That's the great abiding place. Also, there are so many things in that scripture. It amazes me that when he says, "Even as the Father has loved me," just as the Father has loved me, so I love you. And he didn't say, you know, the Father loves me and I love you too. He said, just like the Father loves me, I love you. Now, think of the Father and Jesus as two persons of the Godhead. So just as the Father, God, loves Jesus, God, just like God loves God, Jesus, God loves you. God loves you the same way God loves God. Whew. If you let your head and heart wrap around that, you'll never be afraid of being rejected again or ever feel inferior again. How much love is that? How much does the Father love Jesus? That's how much Jesus loves you. Same way. It's amazing to me. But the point is, that's when he says, abide in my love. Wow, abide in that kind of love? The love that God has for God, God has for me, abide in that? Wow, that's life-changing, life-altering. And when you abide in Christ, you do abide in that. When he talks about vine and branches, this thing, this union with him, often in our minds, we think about we as branches attached. We've been attached to this vine, which is Jesus. And the vine or the trunk is the root that supplies all the life nutrients to all the branches where fruit comes from. But that's not what he says here. He says, we're branches and he's the vine. And I've used this analogy a bunch of times. So for CTKers, bear with me. But if you see a grape arbor and you see grape vines, you don't remark, what a beautiful branch. It's just, what a beautiful grapevine. And it has branches and such. Because in Christ, you're not a branch that's been attached to the vine. You're a part of the vine called branch. That's a world of difference. People ask the question, how do I get the life of Christ to flow through me? Well, how, if you, a branch could speak, and you were to say, well, branch, how do you get the life of the vine to flow in you and through you? The branch would go, well, we're one. The life is just flowing. I just rest in that. I just abide in that. And fruit comes forth. Fruit is just evidence and manifestation of vine life. And so the branch doesn't do anything to get the vine to life of the vine in it. The branch just rests in that and celebrates that. You're not a branch attached to a vine. You're part of the vine called branch through which the vine bears fruit. And the question comes back then, if therefore you're one, can the vine have certain things, nutrients, and the branch not have them? No. Therefore, can the vine have a nutrient called wisdom and the branch not have it? That's not possible. Can the vine have strength and the branch not have it? Now, that's not possible. Can the vine have purity and the branch not have purity? Can the vine have anointing and the branch not have anointing? Can the vine have power and the branch not have power? Can the vine have patience and the branch not have that? Now, that's not possible. Whatever the vine has, the branch has. We've made walking in the Spirit so complicated. We've added so many moving parts that we've really talked people out of understanding what it means to walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit and to allow the life of Christ to come forth is simply to acknowledge that if you're in a situation where wisdom is needed, you just say yes to the wisdom He has and thank You. It's by faith. Yes, to Your wisdom here, Lord. I don't have to beg Him for wisdom. I don't have to beg Him for patience. I don't have to beg Him for purity. I don't have to beg Him for love. I don't have to beg Him for the capacity to forgive someone. The life of the vine is flowing in the branch. All the branch needs to do is abide. Not strain, not plead, not beg, just joyfully and confidently and restfully abide. That's good news. That's Christian life for dummies. God makes it simple. Like I've said a million times, we're sheep. We aren't spiritual rocket scientists. He's always trying to make it simple. We're always trying to make it complicated. And as we've been talking about in the last year, the deeper you go in the Lord, the simpler it gets. Let's just reverse that. The simpler you get, the deeper you'll go. Westerners have cultivated their head so far beyond their heart that we miss the simplicity of the gospel. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.